What up, it's your boy Tony Sumo coming live, trying to see my daily drop. Gonna send an invite to my guest real quick. Wait out. Invite has been sent, and while we're waiting for the guest to get here, let me get some plugs out of the way. Firstly, let me apologize for the singlet. I will try and keep my nips covered for the sake of Instagram, but it is hot in the garage, so this is what we're dealing with. Also, now I have to get my plugs out of the way after I've talked about my nipples. Go to dirtycleaneats.com, check out the product there. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, and listen to their podcast, the DCE Pipe Radio Podcast on iTunes now. Use code DCE Tony Sumo for 10% off. If you go to their podcast, you get 20% off, so go do that. And go to fingertape.com.au, use code Tony Sumo for 10% off for those guys as well. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram too. And if that was all too fast for you, go to the link in my bio. Everything's there. Should go to the bio anyway, because then you can start today with what's happening. But my guest is here, so I got to get down. Stop talking about my nipples. Boom. Amber, how's it going?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate you taking the time again.
No worries. Anytime.
Okay, so firstly, congratulations on the win Saturday week ago. It was very fun. It was very cool to be able to see you fight in person. It was very fun to be able to see you get a win too. That was very cool for me. It's the best part about doing these chats is then meeting my internet friends at events. It's been very enjoyable. So that was very cool for me. Now, we haven't spoken since before Worlds. So I still want to talk about Worlds. I still want to talk about that. And then we'll talk about this recent win at Path to Hex. So take me back. Tell me about your experience at Worlds.
It was an interesting experience. Firstly, it was my very first time flying. So that was,
first time. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. My husband seriously thought I was going to end up shitting myself, but I loved it. It was fantastic. The only thing I didn't really like was going over there. I wasn't able to sleep. I think in the 19 hours in total, I got about maybe 2.5, 3 hours sleep.
Okay.
So going over there, I wasn't well rested, I guess. And I come up the damn plane with a cold.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
No one thought to warn me about that. They were just telling me about how much I'm not going to enjoy flying. So that was interesting. And obviously, with the IMAF rulings, you need to be careful in what you take, medication wise. So while we were over there, we were trying to find anything, sort of natural, so echinacea and, saline sprays and things like that, just to try and clear things out a bit. So I'll be right to fight. Luckily we were, because I won the Oceania last year at the Arnold's, that also gave me, a seated position. So, I was given a bye into the first lot of draws, which also gave me an extra day to recover, because it was a smaller draw as well. Mm-hmm. We had another extra day on top of everybody else. So that was good. Come fight day, I was okay. Still a little bit snotty, but you know, we all got to do what we got to do. And it was an amazing experience. I come up against my first, unfortunately, I lost my first fight. Sorry, there is a fly in my room.
I've seen that's a massive nuts. Fly. That's okay. That's a massive fly.
Joys of living in the country.
That's okay.
So coming up my first fight, I come up against, an American hard hitter, Lanisha Vinson. I was doing fairly well. I managed to take her into the third round. I was pretty lucky there because a lot of her fights leading up to that, my fight, were finished in the first round or finished within the few seconds of the second round. So I was lucky enough that I was able to use my wrestling, my jiu-jitsu to try and keep it at bay a little bit. And then coming into the third round, I guess she knew she sort of had to amp it up a little bit and copped me with her heavy hands. And I guess it's the first time I've ever been really rocked on my feet, but it was an experience and a half. It's annoying because realistically I could have probably finished her in that first round when I took her down, but I guess you're in the world, you're excited, everybody's watching, you're in a submissive position and you're like, yes, I can get this. And you lose it like crap, which is something that I'm working on. I tend to sort of jump the gun a little bit, which I don't in training, which is interesting. But
that's also the adrenaline. Yeah, it's the adrenaline. It's like you're saying, you're competing at the world, you're competing on a massive stage. You know, like that's the biggest comp in terms of amateur mixed martial arts, obviously. You know, that is the equivalent to now. I mean, that's the governing body trying to push it for the Olympics. So that's the equivalent currently of what amateur MMA is for the Olympics. That's as big as it gets. So even competing at that sort of level is obviously a special experience in itself. And like you're saying, she was the girl who ended up winning the gold medal too, wasn't she?
Yes. Yep. So first time I come against, first fight I come up against, and it's the gold medal winner. So, at least I take away. And I took her to the third round. So.
Yeah. And look, and you've been able to take, you were able to take away a lot of really good learning experience from fighting a super dangerous, experienced, capable fighter. And I think then obviously moving into other fights after that, that in itself is a really special thing. And I think that too, like you're saying, you could have finished her in the first round and that would have been really good, would have been really fun, would have been nice to move on to the next round. But I think in saying that too, the learning experience might have even been better for you to be able to take it away and go, oh, that was the mistake I made there. And this is the mistake I made there. And I know that I can still hang at that level of competition and I've just got to fix those couple of little things. So
definitely. Yeah. And it was an amazing experience. Leading up to it, I had the thought processes of, am I really fit to be here? Because before going away to that, I also competed for the Path to Hex bantamweight belt title in July against Pippa, which didn't go my way. There's a lot I can say leading up to that fight, but in the end, there's no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what I needed to do, but pride got in the way, I guess.
Yep.
So leading up to that, I kind of went through the thought process of, do I really deserve to be here? Am I, at this level and all of that sort of stuff? But then to get over there and experience that and go through and, like I said, take Lanisha into the third round kind of really picked me up again. I'm like, I can do this. And watching the girls fight, I'm like, I could easily stand with a lot of those girls.
Yeah.
So, something that I'm so glad that I did, but. Yeah.
And I mean, talking to the other guys too, or guys and girls, obviously, spoken to Alicia and spoken to Joey about competing as well. And it's similar sentiments. It's the idea that you can compete on the world stage too, and comparative to the countries there that are winning those sort of comps as well, and the product they're able to turn out due to the resources that are available. You know, like some of the European teams are taking guys straight out of the Olympic wrestling team. And it's going to be similar to that in the States. You know, it's going to be similar to that. You're going to have collegiate level wrestlers, Olympic level boxers, those athletes that have gone, oh, I might just move over here. I can hop in a spot here, and still going to have that level of competition. You're still going to have that level of competitor. And from what they're saying, all of those guys are living essentially as professionals. They're fighting full time, training full time. That's a massive difference.
Yeah, it's what they do. And I envy what they have, but at the same time, we're dealt with what we've got, and we need to make things work. Not everybody has those kind of privileges. I say to a lot of people, the difference between my training and, say, the girls in Melbourne. I'm a mum of two. I work full time. I'm a little country town, not a little country town, but a small country city. So what we have on offer is, again, different to what the girls in Melbourne have on offer, which is more classes running, sort of more of a range of within one gym. Here you can go to different gyms, but there's still that small town kind of loyalty between each gym. So if you go here, this one will say something, and if you go here. So it's,
Of course.
You've got to make do with what you got.
But like you're saying as well, I think Australia as a competitive nation in terms of, especially in combat sports, when I talk to other people, when I've spoken to international friends and stuff about it, I said you have to take into account what a lot of our combat sport athletes have been able to do with what they were given and compete at the level they were able to compete at, with the things that were available. Even in the cities, like it's only been in the last decade or whatever it may be, that guys and girls had that sort of training available, you know. It wasn't that long ago that you were like, oh, a jiu-jitsu gym? Okay, that's crazy. Or, you know, like talking about like wrestling and things like that, and now you have Olympic level wrestling coaches that are willing to train with mixed martial artists, where 10 years ago wasn't the case. You know, like if you wanted to train wrestling, they would teach you wrestling, but that was for wrestling. And if you, whatever you did with it was what you did with it, but they're not teaching you wrestling for MMA. That was when they were in, it was some Eastern European guy. Yeah. Like he didn't want to teach you wrestling for MMA. He didn't want to hear about any cage wrestling. No, this is what we're doing. We're shooting a power double in the middle of the mat. That is it. So I think for what we've been able to do and what athletes like yourself have been able to do with, you know, not on cards that you were dealt with, you know, with what you're working with, I think that in itself is impressive. And to be able to compete at that level against those sort of fighters is impressive in itself. So that's something definitely to take away from it. Being able to compete overseas, like you said, first time on a plane, you get to visit a country that most people are probably never going to go to.
A lot of people have cultural never experience. Ever heard of.
That in itself is worth it, I think. And that's very special and cool. And I think if you were just to do that, that in itself is good. Fighting the girl who ended up winning the gold medal. Someone's got to catch her in that first couple of, you know what I mean? Someone's got to fight her. Someone's got to fight the eventual winner. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
So that's fighting and is what it is.
Yeah. No, well, the fun thing is I've actually been talking to her since, and she'll actually be there at this year's Worlds again.
Cool.
I'm pretty keen to go again, given that everything with family and everything all sorts out, you know, fundraising and all of that. So it'd be great to stand across from her again and, you know, like I've sort of learned, you know, I guess when her desperate moments come in, so I should be able to hopefully recognize.
There you go.
When she, starts launching again.
Perfect.
I think she'd be a lot of fun to go up against.
That's and exactly right. And there you go. There's the takeaway from the competition, from the fight itself. It's being able to take those moments and that in itself. There's a lot of people that can't take that from their own losses, wins, whatever it may be. You know, you just need, you need to be as critical of the wins as the losses and things like that. There's always going to be something you can take away from it. So,
I think realistically, you need to be more critical of your wins than your losses.
Yep.
Because, that ego can get in the way with a win, but there's also that, that slight chance of those little bad moments that you had could have turned into really bad moments. So,
My favorite, my probably best win in a fight was 22 seconds. I won by TKO. And all I can think about from that fight is in the first couple of seconds, he threw a flying knee and I almost got hit with it. I dipped and just far enough, but I'm like, I could have been on a highlight reel for that. That would have sucked.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, like that's my best win. Yeah. You know? Like, hypothetically, that's my best win. And all I could think was, I'm like, in the first couple of seconds, I almost copped a flying knee and went to sleep in front of 1,000 people. That would have sucked. But that's how it goes. You know, that's, and that's something to take away from it. All right, cool. Let's talk about Path to Hex because it was, like I said, it was very cool for me. Shout out to Path to Hex for letting me come and play cage side. Very fun fight to watch. You fought an experienced competitor as well. So take me through the fight.
My first fight back for the year, after Bahrain, I sort of took off Christmas, still trained, but nowhere near as hard as, you know, that I would leading up to a fight, ate well, all of that sort of stuff. So, coming into the year, I wanted to fight in Path to Hex. I was getting sort of itchy for that win. and leading up to it, I was offered the possibility of Pippa again if she wanted to rematch. But I think I needed to do a lot. I need to be in the right mind. Before I go back for another belt fight, I need to be there. I can't just be there physically. I need to be there mentally as well. So that, that needs to be me. Eat, train, eat, whatever. It all needs to be for that fight. So they offered Rebecca Sarah. I said that I'd be willing to fight her if she's interested. I've been watching her since she started and she looks like a lot of fun to fight with. I also follow her on Instagram and Facebook and we talk back and forth. So that was interesting, fighting somebody that I've sort of got a bit of a social connection with. I haven't done that before, so that's very, that was a new experience.
Yep.
But getting in there, coming off a two-loss streak. I've been working a lot mentally, just on my own, about preparing myself, what works for me leading up to a fight, because everybody will tell you, I do this or I do that. You should be doing this. You should be doing that. You should be getting worked up. You should be, you know, and that's not me. It's not me in life, and it's not me anyway. I need to be at peace with myself, I guess you can say. So leading up to this fight, I got, you know, the whole highs and lows that everybody goes through. But the first 2 days, weight cut was easy. I'm not a fan of weight cutting. So when I say weight cut, I diet down over a few months to 61.2 kilos. I'm pretty much at that weight within 3-4 days of fight day. So I just, you know, eat as I normally would, relax, try and get in a pool or a spa, you know, just put myself away. And so going into that fight, I was probably the most relaxed I ever have been. I was sitting upstairs waiting for all the fights to go through. I find myself, I've learned if I withdraw from the fights around me that I can keep my head level, whereas if I start watching them, you know, the adrenaline starts rushing and you're like, oh my God, what am I doing? You know, oh my gosh, the eyes busted open. You're like, crap, that could be me. So I find, I just don't pay attention to it. I'm fine. So I was upstairs pretty much playing Candy Crush for the entire time up there, just to withdraw. Every now and again, I'd get up, I'd move around, hit some pads in the path to hex situation. And IMAP do it too. We're all in the same sort of warm-up room, so sometimes it can be a bit hard to warm up as you normally would, because you don't want to give away anything that you've been working on and all of that sort of stuff. So I just, you know, hit pads, basic single strikes, things like that. And then, when we walked out, it was like Zen, perfect Zen moment. I did nearly walk in with my thongs on. I don't know if you guys picked that up after I got put down.
Yeah.
So I felt like a bit of a deal after that.
Look, we could see it where we were. I don't know if everyone could see it. We could see it. And look, I didn't know it was exactly that, but I'm like, oh, yeah, something happened. What was that? We knew something.
I was later told that I shouldn't have just walked in there and threw them off into the crowd.
Yeah, that's a prize. I'm like, absolutely.
Oh, I should have done that. next time. But when I walked in there, normally I do the run around the cage that everybody else does, and I'm just like, I'm not going to waste the energy. You know, I just go be humble, stand in my corner. It was amazing. It was the best fight ever. I had so much fun. Most people know me for taking things to the ground. I've done it in most of my fights. But when I did take her down, again, I jumped on the back. I'm like, later on, idiot, did it again. But it was good because during that moment, I also then realized that she had a little bit more smarts on the ground than, you know, we first originally thought. She was really good at pinning my hips. So every time I tried to shrimp out, she was pinning them down well. But I was able to control and strike from the ground. So I'm like, I'm having more success on my feet. I'm enjoying it. I've been working hard at perfecting my head kicks. My striking, getting in and getting out, using my angles. I'm like, just go for it. Have fun with it. In the first round, she got me, in the first few seconds, she got me with a really good cross. And it hit hard, but I then realized that was as hard as I was going to get for the night. And once I realized that, and I'm like, the boys in the gym hit me harder than that. I'm like, it's on. And my coach, my cornering, they were a little bit disappointed I didn't listen and take her down and finish it. But like I said, it was my first fight back and I was having so much fun. I enjoyed it. There was so many great points of that fight that I was proud of myself. But at the same time, there's a lot there that I need to take away and work on. It was just so much fun.
That is that stood out. Look, for me, from being able to watch a fight, that is something that stood out for me. So, I mean, like you said, it essentially sort of ended up, like, if I was to describe it, it almost ended up like as a kickboxing match.
Yeah.
But you looked like you were having fun. You could tell, you could tell that you were enjoying the fight, and there was nothing cocky about it. There was no bravado about it. It looked like genuine fun. It looked like you were having genuine fun. And that showed through to us watching the fight. It was a great fight. And you should be very happy with the performance. I thought your striking looked very crisp. I thought your combos looked nice. And I thought you were mixing up your strikes well, good movement, stuff like that. Good control of the cage as well, things like that. I thought that in terms of like the actual striking itself, you didn't look uncomfortable striking. You know, for someone that says they would normally take the fight to the ground, or that your coaches thought that you should take the fight to the ground, anything like that, I can understand that, because if that's somewhere where you've been strong in the past. But I think that you looked more than confident or more than comfortable in those striking exchanges doing what you were doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So definitely. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's happy days. That's what you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So now, part the hex out of the way, what's next?
What's next? I'm looking to get into the Arnolds. I'm waiting to hear back in regards to registrations and everything going through for that. That's more just, again, a bit of fun just to sort of get the fight experience up again. I am actually going over to New Zealand with the Australian team again. Looking forward to that. So for the Oceania. So they're my main two events coming up over the next couple of months. After that, there's a little bit of a break. So I'm still deciding whether or not I do hit up Pippa again for that title fight. Or if, I move on to something else. But at the moment, you know, just focusing on the Arnolds and primarily New Zealand, because I think that'll be a lot of fun, big deal again. So,
awesome. Well, that's, I mean, those tournaments in themselves, big enough year. So if you were to do nothing else but the Arnolds and Oceanias, still a big year. That's still a good year. And then, Worlds later in the definitely. Year, loads of other stuff. It's not like you can't stay busy doing the other stuff anyway.
No, well, exactly. I enjoy the IMF tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
It's just telling me that it's running out of battery.
There we go. It's all right.
They're so much fun. They're run well. And you can get, three or four fights off in one go. So, that helps with the experience. Through them, I've managed to get a record of 6-2. So that's eight fights over 2 years. It's not too bad for... someone that's getting a little bit on in their age.
No, I love tournaments. I've always loved the tournament structure, both from a competitive standpoint and from a fan standpoint. I do love tournaments. That's what I grew up on. So I do love them. And like you're saying, I fought four times last year and three of them were in one day. That's how I got the experience up. That's how I got ring time for the year. So I keep telling people, if you want to get a lot of experience, go to tournaments. You can get a bunch of fights. You can get a bunch of fights in a weekend. Or you can wait for 4 months and hopefully someone shows up on the day of the fight. There's always that.
And I also think in a tournament situation, it really it tests your dedication, because through a tournament situation, you need to keep waiting. You need to keep that weight over an extended period of time. It's not just a once, cut down once, fight, and then you're done. It really takes a lot of dedication and commitment to it. So.
Absolutely. 100%. And that's the way that's the way I've always been able to tell, like when I watch fighting, especially like stuff like K1 and things like that, you can tell who the best fighter, like you could say that someone's a world champion, but like the tournament itself is almost different again, because if you were able to keep showing up and showing up, that in itself is its own thing. You could be the best fighter on a single fight on one day, but you might not be the best. They're very different things and they're both beautiful. I love them both. I'll watch all fights. Don't get me wrong. If there's a single fight, I'll watch it. I don't care. I'll watch it. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. The preparation that still goes into a single fight is insane. I'm not saying that it's not, but I just find if you can walk into that first fight and 4 days later walk in with the same power, speed and, agility and all of that sort of stuff, keeping your weight maintained, it takes a lot of
while getting beat up, while
exactly,
copping,
yeah.
while copping hits, while rolling up the next day. Absolutely. All right, look, exactly. Before your phone goes flat,
yep.
You know the drills. We'll make sure we get any plugs and shout outs out of the way, and then we'll tag them in later on as well. So let them know now.
I'd just love to say thank you to everybody who's purchased one of my t-shirts.
I've got one. Get one.
Yeah.
Go to Amber's Facebook or Instagram and get yourself a t-shirt. I rock it regularly.
Send me a message. I would have had mine on today, but just before I got on here, I was cooking dinner and didn't want to get crap all over it. But yeah, so they're $36. And all money, all profit raised helps me with traveling around the world with the IMAF team, because it does take a fair bit of money to travel.
Yep.
So I'd just love to say thank you to everybody who's already purchased one of them. I love getting the photos of my shirts all around Australia. They're actually even traveling over to New Zealand at the moment, so that's a bit exciting as well. At this stage, I have a couple of little sponsors, Elsie Young, my Bowen therapist, who stayed on for this year, and Olive Health Foods or Lone Wolf Sports Nutrition, who helps me with all my nutritional needs. At this stage, looking for 2019 sponsors. So if you're interested, hit me up.
There you go. Fantastic. Buy a t-shirt. And if you're a sponsor, support your local fighters. I can't stress it enough. I try and tell people regularly. Hopefully I can. Yeah, I want people to support grassroots fighting, support grassroots definitely. Fighters. They are, you're one of my favorite people to follow. I really enjoy your inspirational message. It's very fun for me. Like I said, I harp on it, but it was very fun for me to be able to watch you fight in person and get to meet you because I have been following along and it's very cool to meet my internet friends in person. So
yes, that was it was lovely to meet you. I had to duck in there. I'm like, before we take off, no, I've got to go see someone first.
Got to get a photo. Yes, all right, cool.
It didn't happen if you didn't get a photo.
It didn't happen. We wouldn't have known. Yeah, all right, cool.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. And I will make sure.
Thank you.
If you were at the Arnold's, I am there. I'll be at the Arnold's anyway. But if you were there,
all right.